Welcome to another podcast from Planet Shakers Church. For details on campus locations and service times, check out planetshakers.com. Today, we've got Rudy Nikarud speaking on the Victory Shout. Let's check it out.
Judges chapter 14. Scripture's going to be on the screen for you. It says this in verse 5. It says, so Samson went down. Yeah, don't you stop. You have not been dismissed. Samson went down to Timnah with his father and mother and came to the vineyards of Timnah. Now, to his surprise, a young lion came roaring. Somebody say roaring against him. And the Spirit of the Lord came mightily upon him, and he tore the lion apart as one would have torn apart a young goat. Something I'm sure we can all relate to. Isn't the Bible hilarious? How many people have torn apart a young goat? Please don't put your hands up. But apparently he tore apart this young goat, lion, as one would have torn apart a young goat, though he had nothing in his hand. I have another scripture for you. One chapter later, Judges 15, verse 14. It says, the Philistines came shouting. Somebody say shouting. Against him. Then the Spirit of the Lord came mightily upon him, and the ropes that were on Samson's arms became like flax that is burned with fire, and his bonds broke loose from his hands. He found a fresh jawbone of a donkey, reached out his hand, took it, and killed 1,000 men with it. I want to speak today out of the story of Samson. I've simply titled today, The Victory Shout. Are you ready? Father, we thank you for your word. We thank you for your anointing upon each and every one of us today. God, it is your anointing that breaks the yoke. Lord, it's your word that divides between soul and spirit, bone and marrow. God, we pray today that you would move in our lives, that you would cut out things that shouldn't be there, God, that you would heal things that shouldn't be there, God, that you would move upon us, empower us, fill us, overflow in us. God, I thank you for setting us free and setting us loose full of your power today. God, we invite you in to change our hearts, change our minds, and change our lives in the name of Jesus. Come on, if you got faith for that, would you shout a good amen? Amen, amen. What an amazing encouragement we've had the last couple of weeks talking about in church the power of our thinking. A victorious mindset. We know the scripture in Romans 12:2, it says, be transformed by the renewing of our mind. It is so evident in scripture that our mind, our thinking matters to God, that we've got to renew our mind. A scripture in 2 Corinthians, I love this, first chapter 10, it says, though we walk in the flesh, we're not waging war according to the flesh. For the weapons of our warfare are not of the flesh, but have divine power to destroy strongholds. We destroy arguments and every high and lofty opinion raised against the knowledge of God, and take every thought captive to obey Christ. So there's some action on our part required to come into agreement with God, to take captive thoughts and thinking and a mindset that we might have brought into our Christianity or had come into our Christianity by things we've gone through. It's our role to partner with the Holy Spirit to take these things captive and pull those things down to allow the mind of Christ to be the mind that we walk around with. Come on, who else has been encouraged in the last couple of weeks in the area of our thinking? And so today I wanted to continue with an encouragement about our mind. Are you ready for a verse all about our thinking? Are you ready? Trust me, it's all about our thinking. Psalm 47 verse 1 says, clap your hands, all ye people, and shout unto God with a voice of triumph. That's not bad, but I got good news for you. I looked up this verse in the original language. I don't speak Greek, the original Greek, but here it is. I looked it up. When this verse probably would have been Hebrew. I also don't speak Hebrew, so that's good to know. When this verse says clap, guess what it means? It means clap. When it says all, guess what it means? It means all. When it says people, guess what it means? It it means people. So when it says clap your hands, all ye people, that is a very true and accurate translation into our English language that needs no alterations. It simply means clap your hands, all ye people. But then this next part of the verse says shout. Now, I want to get into this verse. This word is a word in Hebrew, ruah, which means to shout, to sound an alarm, to shout for joy, to raise a sound, and to shout in applause. So there's no real way around the word shout. Just doesn't translate. It translates really literally only as something with some noise attached to it. Shout, sounding an alarm, raising a sound, shouting in applause. So, I don't know what shouting in applause is, but there you go. And then this word triumph, I love this. It you could also translate it as gladness and joy and rejoicing. And so when we shout to God with a voice of triumph, it's not an angry shout. It's not a scared shout. It is a joyful thing. It is a glad thing. And trust me, there is a big difference between shouting in anger and shouting in triumph. And so when the verse says, clap your hands, all ye people, shout unto God with the voice of triumph, just to make sure we all understand Hebrew this morning, just for the next 5 seconds, could we practice that? 1, 2, 3. Yeah! 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 But like you got to smile at the same time. Like, yeah! Yeah! Come on, turn to your neighbor and just smile, shout at him. Just yeah! Now, this word, ruah, translated a shout here in Psalms 4, we see it all through the Bible. In Joshua 6, when they marched around Jericho, it was a ruah that they released. In 2 Samuel 6, David was bringing the Ark of the Covenant back up into the city of David, and it says every 7 steps, they would stop and dance and shout and praise. That's this word, ruah. In Ezra chapter 3, when they were rebuilding the temple, all that done was laid the foundation, and they took a moment at the foundation stage to stop and pause and ruah, to shout unto God. In fact, all through Psalms, we see this word, ruah, shout. And so often, it's literally just translated as shout for joy. You know, there's power in a joyful shout. Now, I told you this scripture was all about our thinking. Right now, all we've used is our hands and our mouth. But check this out. Clapping has been proven to actually stimulate the brain, interrupt our thoughts. So you can be thinking something, and when you clap, it interrupts the brain waves of what you were thinking about. So it stimulates your mind, it interrupts our thoughts, it actually, apparently, improves heart health and releases endorphins. Now, shouting as well, good shouting, not bad shouting, good shouting for joy, also does it interrupts our thoughts and releases endorphins. So maybe, just maybe, God knew exactly what he was doing when he put in his word to clap your hands, all ye people, and shout unto God with a voice of triumph. Perhaps there's some great wisdom in the word of God that thousands of years after it was written, brain science started catching up and said, oh, there's actually some good things associated with this. See, there's power in our shout. And in fact, if you read about the shout, you know, we've read a lot in the book of Joshua in the last few weeks. If you read about the account of Joshua taking Jericho, how they walked around the city of Jericho and saw victory, you will know about the story that when they went into battle with this shout, before they released a shout, the way they went into battle, and I'm pretty sure, Dr. Clayton, you can correct me after the service, but I'm pretty sure this is the first time in the history of Israel and potentially the world that anyone went into battle with a strategy, let's send the musicians first. And that became a strategy that Israel went with over and over and over throughout history. Their front lines, they went with priests, but not just any priest, it was the musical priest. So they weren't going with a sword and a spear, they were going with a C chord and a G chord. They were going with a guitar and a trumpet and a shout, which you would think makes no sense. If you were going into battle with an enemy, surely you would want a sword and a spear. But the Israelites said, no, no, no. What is far more powerful than the weapons of the flesh is the weapon of our warfare that God has given us in our lungs and in our mouth and in our hands and in our praise. It's the weapon of a Ruah kind of praise. Have we got any praises in the room this morning? Come on, somebody say victory.
Victory.
Come on, say it like you believe it. Say victory.
Victory.
But see, I got a question about this. What do you do when you feel like life is shouting against you? What happens when you feel like the enemy is coming against you? Because maybe you read the story of Joshua and you think, yeah. But the enemy, they were already scared of Joshua. They were already hiding. I'm not facing an enemy like that. Or maybe you read the story of Joshua and you're like, yeah. It's good for them. Like God supernaturally brought their walls down. But I've tried this before and it didn't work because my neighbor next door, he built a second story and it blocks the sun from my yard. And so I stood there and I tried yelling. I didn't even see one crack in a brick of his wall. Yeah, so we can look at this story and say, yeah, but God was for Joshua. I don't know. I don't always know that God's for me because sometimes it just feels like life is against me. Now, I could go through the story of Joshua and I could prove how those thoughts are wrong, but I was led to the story of Samson today because I feel like I wanted to help us in this area of our thinking. Read this story of Samson again. It says, so Samson, chapter 14, verse 5 of Judges, went down to Timnah with his father and mother, and came to the vineyards. Now, to his surprise, a young lion came roaring, somebody say roaring, against him. And then we know how it goes. He tears apart a lion like a goat. And then Judges 15, the very next chapter, it says in verse 14, the Philistines came shouting, somebody say shouting, against him. So we have a lion roaring against him. We have the enemy shouting against him. And in both scenarios, the Spirit of the Lord comes upon him and there is victory. No matter which way you look at it, there is Vic. Now, Samson, if you know his story, it's a funny story. Samson is a silly man. Like, he's always ending up in a spot of bother. He keeps finding himself in silly situations and gets in messes. But if you look at his life, what is astounding to me is his reaction when things come against him. Whenever there's an enemy against him, and like specifically when the enemy shouts against him, it happens multiple times. The men of his wife's town, they manipulate against him, and his father-in-law steals from him, and townspeople plot against him, and Delilah coerces against him, and of course the lion and the Philistines, they're shouting against him. But every time the enemy comes against him and shouts against him, something amazing happens. Victory happens. Miracles happen. Breakthrough happens. See, I wonder really, when you read his story, I wonder if the enemy had just left him alone, if we would even have his story in the Bible. Because it seems like something great in him rose up when there was an opposition to him. See, the enemy keeps coming for him and shouting against him. And when the shout of the enemy came against Samson, it awakened something in him. Something rose up inside him. The Spirit of the Lord came upon him. He responded with supernatural strength to take ground and to walk in victory. And really the question that I am challenged by reading his story is, what do we do when we feel under attack? Would that always be our response? Would something rise up on the inside of us? Pastor Russell, when he got up to share this morning before the offering, he talked about that scripture. It says, greater is he that is in us than he that is in the world. Like, do we believe that in every scenario and circumstance we find ourselves in? How do we respond when circumstances or the enemy or life is roaring against us? Because so often in life, people can lose their shout. We allow emotions to dictate our responses. See, things in this world, they're going to attack our mind. When they attack our mind, they get in our heart, get us thinking wrong, focused on the wrong things. See, this is why we've got to get our minds right. We heard last week from Pastor Russell. I just listened to the sermon again last night to get it in my spirit. But he talked about the Lord's Prayer. And the Lord's Prayer, if you know it, when Jesus taught his disciples to pray, he taught them and he didn't say, okay, disciples, this is how you pray. Say, our problems here on earth. That's how so many of us go into prayer. That's how so many of us come into church. We come into God's presence, focus on God, my problems. God, I'm going through this. God, this is going wrong. I've got this. You know, the problem with victory, I realized this before Pastor Russell declared it to a church. I realized as soon as I found out the word of victory, I'm like, oh dear. Victory sounds like a lot of fun, but guess what? If you never have any battles, you'll never have any victory. So associated with victory is this knowledge that we're going to fight some battles this year. Well, I didn't hear the full articulation of it until Vision Sunday. When Pastor Russell stood up here and he said specifically, there are going to be battles. But then he prophesied and said, they're going to be quick battles. I was like, let's go. Praise God. I don't know about you, but I was encouraged. Because if there's one thing I like more than a victory, it's a quick victory. And I've been astounded by the testimonies that have come in, even in the short few weeks. I don't know how many weeks, it must be 3 or 4 weeks since Vision Sunday. You know the amount of people that have gotten their PR? Now, if you were born in Australia and you were never part of Planet Uni, like PRs are probably not part of your mindset. But like having spent so many years in Planet Uni, like I know PRs can be so hard to get. If you don't even know what a PR is, bless you. It's permanent residency. It's a visa. It's a permission to stay in this country. And it's a battle for so many people that feel like God has called them here. They've got to tick so many boxes and then the government will change the rules and then they'll change them again and they'll charge them thousands of dollars every single time. God bless you. And so it can be a real miracle believing to get a PR. Do you know the amount of people that have spoken to me said, man, I applied last week and I thought I missed out, but I got a PR in a week? Like, that's a miracle. When I got married, my wife was very well and truly permitted to stay in the country. It took them a year and a half to process her visa application. They're getting it in a week. I'm like, this is a miracle. And I'm seeing testimonies like this over and over and over again. If you haven't received your victory yet, come on, allow your faith to be stirred this morning that we don't look in the natural. We don't come into prayer by simply going, God, my problems. Oh, God, my woe. God, my battle. No, we come into prayer and say, my Father in heaven, I'm setting my eyes on you. I'm setting my sights on you. That's the most powerful perspective we can have in this life. Our Father in heaven. That's how we start. See, when we're facing our issues, it's not unusual to be consumed by our problems, but we've got to sacrifice our worldly thinking to be people that think godly. We start with praise. We don't start with our problems. And that's what it is to worship. Again, I heard this last night. That's what it is to worship the Lord with our heart, our soul, our mind, and our strength. I'll get the keys to come back. In fact, I'll get the whole band to come back. What I see in the story of Samson is that there is an enemy that will come against us. But when we're filled with the Spirit of God, when we are walking with the Lord, what is in us is always greater than anything that would come against us. Because there is a shout in you that the enemy is intimidated by, which means you should never walk through your life intimidated by the circumstances in front of you, because actually what's in you is intimidating to the enemy that we face. See, when the problems of this world and the shout of the enemy come against us, many times we can react and respond in fear, but don't allow that enemy to intimidate you. That's the perfect time to stand up and release a ruah, to release a shout, to release a clap, to release the victory through your mouth. Come on, I wonder if we got anyone for a moment that would release a shout in this room today. Come on, Planet Shakers. See, when you use your life to shout for Jesus, it's unstoppable. What you release in this world, what does it say? It says, clap your hands, oh ye people. Shout unto God with a voice of triumph. You see, I read this verse over and over, but I also read the psalm and I found out this. There is no qualifier in the whole psalm. There's no qualifier attached to this verse. What I mean by that is it doesn't say, clap your hands. Here's the qualifier. When you feel good. It doesn't say shout for triumph. Here's the qualifier. Once you've already been triumphant. It really is for all seasons and all moments that as the people of God, we would have a revelation that no matter what I see in the natural, we are triumphant because I'm a person of God. I'm a child of God. And so we need need to be the people that would shout even in the midst of our trial and shout for triumph even before we're walking in it. Because you know the crazy faith part of shouting for something before you've seen the victory won, praising before you've seen the battle won, is that praising God in advance, it's putting your praise on something that He put His promise on. Someone, He's put His promise on something and I put my praise on something. That's my faith and works coming together to say, God, I'm taking You at Your word. That if this is Your promise, I'm praising as if I can already see it in the natural. So let me read you something. I don't know if you recognize this or not. It's not out of the Bible, but it's close. If you're believing our God for something, start praising like you've already received. If you're believing our God for something, put a praise on. I got another one. Are you ready? We praise like this because we believe that we are on the winning team. Somebody praise the Lord with me because we've got the victory. I don't know if that's familiar to any of you, but like, I was encouraged by those words when I found them on Google last night. It's not true. See, this is the same principle that I'm talking about. When you shout with your life, your shout will remind you of who you are and whose you are. When you shout with your life, your shout will bring down walls and break off chains. When you shout with your life, your shout will remind the enemy that he's not where he used to be and he's not who he used to be. So, if you're here today and maybe you've lost your shout, maybe the hurt you've gone through has affected your shout, or the challenges you've faced has affected your shout, or your personality has tried to dictate to you that you don't shout, or insecurity has taken your shout, or maybe your age. Your shout. I got good news for you, Planet Shakers, that any time is the right time to praise the Lord, and there is a victory shout that is about to be released. Yeah! Yeah! So here's what I want us to do for a moment. Just close your eyes. Maybe you felt like you've been stuck. Get this image. It's a scripture in the Bible that talks about how God lifts us up out of the miry clay. Miry is not a word I use usually. Sticky. That's what it is. Some of you have felt that way in life. You felt stuck down and weighed down. And in a moment, we're going to release a shout. It's a victory shout. It's a shout that's going to see you released from where you feel like you've been stuck. So come on, if that's you, even if it's not you, we're going to shout together because that's what we do. We stand together. But if that's you, I want to stir your faith in this moment that we serve a God that is greater and higher and stronger and more powerful and above all than anything we could ever find ourselves in the midst of. So come on, Planet Shakers, I'm going to count you down or count you up. I'm going to count to three. And on the count of three, I want us to release a prophetic, supernatural victory shout in this room this morning that you might have felt stuck where you've been stuck. But come on, today is a day where you're going to be set free. Today is a day where you're going to run again. You're going to walk in freedom again. You're going to be free again. So come on the count of three. One. Shout again. Some of us are facing situations that are large. I never want to communicate that I patronize the situations people go through by speaking down about them. But the reality is what I want us to understand, that no matter how large our circumstance may be that we are facing, our God is infinitely bigger, so much greater than we could ever imagine. Again, that's why we start our prayer not with our problems here on earth, because they seem large, but when we put them in the perspective of our Father who is in heaven, the things of this earth grow strangely dim when we begin to lift our praise. And so, if you're here this morning and you're facing a problem, I'm shouting for me right now. Maybe you got an issue in the area of your finances or provision. Maybe you got a problem in the area of PR residency. Maybe you got a back condition. Maybe you got a health battle that you're fighting. Come on, doesn't matter how large. Let me remind you, not once, never once, not once, did Jesus ever face something here on earth that he turned and walked away from and said, "Oh, that sickness, that's a little bit larger than me. Oh, that provision need. Oh, I don't know if I can do it today." No. Not once. The battles that he found himself in were quick battles. It's like, "Lord, move, bam, feeding the 20,000. Lord, move, bam. Little child got raised from the dead. Lord, move. Lazarus came walking out of the tomb." They were quick battles. And so no matter how large the problem is that you're facing, come on, we're going to set our sights upon heaven above this morning, and we are going to shout and release prophetically a victory shout. Come on, people are going to get healed in this moment. People are going to receive their breakthrough in this moment. There's provision about to open up in this moment. Come on the count of three, I wonder prophetically if you would lift your voice and shout down tonight. Come on, 1, 2, 3.
Thanks for joining us today. I hope that your faith was filled and you were encouraged. If you have any prayer requests or want to connect with us further, search for us on our social media @Planet Shakers. We'd love to hear from you.